You're with SBS Radio.
Aktar minn nofs dawk adulti gbar fleta fl-Awstralja li għandhom bejn 18 u l-54 sena mhumiex qed jagħmlu il-150 minuta ta' eżerċizzju fiżiku meħtieġ fil-ġimgħa għal saħħa ħjar u aktar ma nidħol fleta, aktar jidher li jonqos l-eżerċizzju. Allura għaliex ma tinaqgħux f'xi ġim biex tħossok aħjar aktar ma tibda tidħol fleta u biex tevita xi kundizzjonijiet tas-saħħa kronika. Il-professur Maria Fiatrona Singh hija ġerjatrixin bbażata fl-Università ta' Sydney. Hija temmen li programmi ta' eżerċizzju strutturat li jista' joffri ġim jistgħu joffru strateġija effettiva kontra is-sintomi tas-soltu konnessi ma' l-anzjanità.
The older you are, the more important it becomes to do some kind of exercise that stimulates your musculoskeletal system, because that begins to decline at around age 30. By the time you hit 80 years of age, you've lost about 75% of your muscle power and about 40% or so of your muscle size. So unfortunately, the kinds of activities that are most common, things like walking and things that you can do without most kinds of equipment, do improve your aerobic capacity, your cardiovascular function, but they don't actually address this loss of muscle that we call sarcopenia.
Hija tgħid li dawk l-anzjani li huma fraġli b'mard kroniku huma propju dawk in-nies li għandhom jagħmlu l-eżerċizzju biex itejbu l-kundizzjonijiet tagħhom. Mhix kwistjoni dwar jekk tmurx il-ġim jew le, imma hija kwistjoni dwar jekk tagħmilx eżerċizzji speċifiċi bħal taħriġ biex isaħħaħ ġismek.
And we know now from lots of different studies that sarcopenia is a major contributant to frailty and disability and falls and institutionalization and even early mortality. So the purpose of doing a different kind of exercise, which generally means some kind of weightlifting exercise or what we call progressive resistance training, is really to combat sarcopenia and all the clinical syndromes and diseases that are associated with it.
Is-sit ta' ċentru blisem Green Apple Wellness Center Victoria Jill ila tmexxi dan il-ġim għal 40 sena. Hija tgħid li ħafna mill-membri kienu referuti mit-tobba biex itejbu is-saħħa tagħhom bħal dawk bid-diabete tat-tieni tip. Jew dawk fis-snin sebgħinijiet tagħhom li ma jkunux jistgħu iżommu bilanċ sewwa u għalhekk ikollhom bżonn taħriġ ta' saħħa u ta' koordinazzjoni.
It can be people who are 80 years of age who want to stay living independently so that they are doing activities that enable them to being able to get down on the floor and up again. These are the sorts of things that as people get older, what was easy when they were young becomes virtually impossible at a later age. But it doesn't mean to say that they won't be able to do it with the right sort of guidance and the appropriate exercise.
B'dawk li imorru il-ġim illum anke għandhom fuq id-disajn sena, Daryl Enkelmeyer li iħarreċu juri l-eżerċizzji li dawk li imorru il-ġim jgħid li huwa importanti li dawk li ma jkunux familjari mal-makkinarju tal-ġim ma jitħallewx weħidhom.
And you supervise, so you're not going to do any damage to yourself. We don't force people to do anything that they don't want to do or anything that they can't do. It's all about working in your limitations.
Victoria Gill tosserva li attitudnijiet kulturali kultant jellimitaw l-nisa mill-li jieħdu sehem fi programmi ta' taħriġ. Hija tara li l-kollaborazzjoni bejn it-tabib, it-trainer fil-ġim u l-familja li jaħdmu fl-imkien fuq pjan li kulħadd jaqbel dwaru jgħin għall-soluzzjoni biex ma jkunx hemm frontieri.
We've got people who are from India, Italy, so many different countries. If they come from a culture where they need to go back and talk to their husband about what they're going to be doing, they're very much guided by what the husband feels that they should be doing. So when you're discussing anything with them, it's not just what they could do, it's what they think that they will be allowed to do. And that's one of the biggest challenges.
Jill rat bidlit gbar li imorru lilem mis-saħħa fiżika fl-40 sena li ila tmexxi iċ-ċentru.
On a daily basis, we have people coming and saying, my bone density has improved. I used to have knee pain and it's so much better now. Oh, I can keep up with my grandchildren, just their mood. Somebody was telling me the other day that she actually prior to coming to Green Apple, she tried to commit suicide. And she said, I only realized how much I had improved when my son actually said to me, Mum, I've never seen you so happy.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.